After a wait that was more painful than sitting through a wooden Ben Affleck performance, cinephiles across El Paso can breathe a sigh of relief. The Alamo Drafthouse is finally opening. I'm Kyle Alvarado. Joining me for today's discussion is Oscar Garza, creative associate at the Alamo. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Kyle. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we've been on here before.
Yeah.
But this is, our roles have slightly changed, and now you are an official with the Drafthouse. So can you talk a little bit about what you do there?
Yeah, I'm basically going to be hosting a ton of events and helping out with all our hosts, as well as I'm in charge of box office. So our box office team, that's my specialty.
Nice. And I think the Drafthouse, I mean, for movie geeks like me, you, and Chuck, we're very familiar with what the Drafthouse experience is. Could you talk a little bit about maybe what it's like and how awesome it is?
Yeah, it's basically like a restaurant inside the movie theater. So it doesn't get any better than that. It's like food, beer, movies. So it's like the three packet in one. It's basically by movie lovers for movie lovers. So we have a very strict no talking, no texting policy. We want everybody to enjoy their movie as much as possible.
I think that's the best part about it is that, I mean, other chains have, I wouldn't call it a policy, but I think they have suggestions, but the Drafthouse actually enforces it.
Yeah.
Have you had to enforce it during your soft opening?
No, not yet. People are still, like, you know, in training, both staff and, you know, people coming to the Drafthouse that have never come before. So, yeah, that's definitely something that we look forward to.
What's the response been like? Because it's such a different experience from all other types of movie theaters here.
Very enthusiastic, actually. We're very pleased with the response that people have given us. It seems like they're really, really enjoying it. Not just the movies, but the bar itself and just the general atmosphere.
And the bar's actually really, really kind of unique because you have that indoor, almost tavern-like feel, and then you have a patio out front.
Yeah, and people can play ping pong. And, you know, it's like a very loose atmosphere as well. Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly comfortable. Some of the movies that were showing during the soft opening were E.T., Aliens, Mad Max. And I saw Mad Max a couple days ago.
And it was great.
It was amazing. Like the 4K presentation was stunning. Like, yeah. And the sound was spectacular.
You could hear, you know, the theater rumbling. It's how amazing that.
You feel it in your seats.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But a really cool thing about the Drafthouse is that it comes equipped with a 35mm projector.
Yes.
And its inaugural movie is
Too Late.
Too Late with John Hawks.
Which is a sort of, you know, L.A. noir-y type story, but it's told in reverse. Mm-hmm. And that's the really cool thing about it is that each 20-minute reel is actually a long take. So it's like Birdman meets Memento in a way.
That one I'm excited to see, mainly because I think John Hawks is having the career that I thought Jeremy Renner should have had after getting nominated for the Oscar.
Yeah.
And then the grand opening is May 6th.
For a little film called Captain America Civil War. It's a little tiny independent film.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of it. I mean, who knows? Maybe these whippersnappers will have good careers.
Yeah, definitely. I think that Chris Evans is coming a long way.
And, you know, I think Drafthouse is in the title. Obviously, beer is very important. What type of beers do you guys have on tap?
We have 46 beers on tap. We actually carry Ode, which is our local pint. And it's just a bunch of, like, from... We're carrying St. Arnold's from, I want to say, Houston, as well as other, you know, Texas beers. So it's super exciting as well.
Yeah. I had noticed you're not bombarded with advertisements.
Oh, no.
When you're waiting for the movie to start. It's actually kind of like curated content.
Yeah.
For Mad Max, there was this weird kind of B-movie knockoff that clips were played to,
yeah.
And a Leonard Maltin review. I think that's very interesting that sort of material is used to sort of...
Yeah, we have specially curated pre-shows, basically. This guy in Austin designs them, and they sort of get you in the mood for the film that you're going to watch. So, for example, for Hail Caesar, it was a bunch of documentaries about the golden age of Hollywood and, like, clips from, like, Ben-Hur and, you know, a bunch of other kind of Roman epics as well. And so for Mad Max, it's a bunch of, like, interviews with George Miller, Leonard Maltin reviews. For Alien, I believe it's like funny Nerdist clips, interviews about H.R. Giger, as well as a bunch of other interviews about the making of Alien and Aliens.
And then Star Wars had a few interesting things, which is also part of the movie.
Yeah, those were – I actually think that our Star Wars pre-show is super hilarious. Yeah, it's super cool.
There's a lot of movies for, you know, populist films, but there's also serious film. You have, you know, the John Hawks movie, but there's also screenings of 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah. which is a classic Sidney Lumet film, mm-hmm. which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah, and then but also there's sort of the lighter side to it. There's a Girly Night with Spice World.
Yes, Girly Night, 16 Candles, that type of that Mean Girls stuff like that.
What about Nancy Myers? It's got to get something's got to give on there.
Yeah, as well as You've Got Mail.
So what other kind of special programming can we anticipate in the coming months?
We have a Fantastic Fest title presents, and one that I'm super excited about just because I haven't seen the film, but I'm totally psyched for it. And that's called The Belladonna of Sadness, which is a lost animated Japanese film from the 70s. And it's sort of very psychedelic, very, LSD infused, if you want to call it that. It's very, very trippy, the trailer for that. And it's playing in front of The Invitation, which is our first Drafthouse Films title that we actually present at the Alamo Drafthouse Montecillo. And The Invitation is sort of this, razor-sharp thriller directed by Karen Kusama. And, we're super excited that people are getting a chance to see it.
It's nice that these sort of gems that normally wouldn't come to El Paso were giving this outlet through the Drafthouse.
One of the ones that we're actually very excited about is Green Room with Patrick Stewart as a villainous neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
So you get to see Captain Picard from Star Trek and Professor X from X-Men become a, serious villainous character terrorizing some punk rock members.
It also stars, who else is it? It's Anton Yelchin.
Yes, Anton Yelchin and Alia Shakwat from Arrested
Development.
Yes.
God, I've missed her so much.
Maybe.
Maybe. But for those who don't know, maybe is the name of the character in Arrested Development.
Arrested Development reference.
So will there be guests, hosts? How does that work? Will there be sort of a local component in terms of filmmakers? Or
yeah, definitely. I think filmmakers can – we have what's called a PCE, and so filmmakers can rent out a theater for them to actually enjoy the film, as well as host for the events that we're promoting. We'll have a host presenting the film. For example, I believe we're showing – Purple Rain, so there'll probably be a host for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it'll be a variety of hosts for different screenings as well.
It wouldn't be a draft house if we didn't talk about the Mondo collectibles.
Oh, yeah.
Those are, amazing.
Right now, actually, for Aliens, since we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of James Cameron's Aliens, we're actually selling in the lobby. You can just go to the box office. We're selling Mondo pins and Mondo patches, but Alien.
Yeah, the patches are fantastic, but the pins are the enamel pins, correct?
Yeah. They're like science officer, executive officer, so you'll be just like Ripley or Captain Dallas from Alien.
And it's nice to have these products in El Paso because sometimes when the Mondo collectibles go on sale online, they sell out within minutes.
Oh, yeah. I tried to buy an Alien poster and it sold out in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I remember when they had the Jurassic Park pins. I tried to and I could not.
Yeah.
So I think it's great to have these things in El Paso. What other type of collectibles? With Civil War, there's something special, right?
Yes. For Civil War, we're actually selling a set of pine glasses, one Captain America and one Iron Man. And then there's also going to be our special collector's edition issue of Birth, Movies, Death magazine. And it's, has this beautiful Mondo cover art, actually. As well as we have our Mondo posters in the lobby that people can actually enjoy.
Nice. And part of Birth, Movies, Death, can you purchase that at the Draft House? Is it a subscription?
Yeah. You can actually purchase the magazine in the box office as well as the pint glasses.
Nice. And those are great magazines. They have great essays and different approaches to film. Their last issue with Batman versus Superman, which, I didn't enjoy the movie, but I enjoyed the essays that were sort of dissecting the Batman franchise.
I believe there was an essay about Prince as well in that one.
Was it the Bat Dance?
I believe it is Bat Dance, which is a great song.
Can you talk about Geeks Who Drink?
Yes. So Geeks Who Drink is – we've partnered with them and they're actually doing – it's basically trivia night. So you get to have trivia night at the Glass Half Full Taproom. And so we'll have a host for that that'll be, presenting the questions. And so people can actually join in teams. It can be in teams or individually. And it's a great way to meet people and just to, have a great time.
The film community here is I think very tight-knit, and I think it's nice that the Draft House gives literally a venue for people to go and socialize.
And it's like pop culture trivia, music trivia, any type of trivia, really.
So we talked about the beer, but one of the most important aspects of the Draft House is the menu. And it's a very diverse menu. Food. It's a very diverse menu. And
yeah.
I had the Royale with cheese.
Which is a great burger.
And really, the only reason I picked it was because it was a Pulp Fiction reference. But it was a good burger in and of itself. I think it's a very strange process for an audience member because you write down your order, place it up, and then just in the darkness, it disappears.
Yeah, our servers are trained like ninjas. It's basically what we call a ninja service. And so they come, take a look at your order, and to not disturb you while watching the film, they just look at it and then quietly like ask you if it's the correct title that you picked, and they just come and deliver the food to you right to your seat.
Yeah, you don't even notice it.
It's
kind of amazing how they poof, there's food in front of you.
Yeah.
Are there potential tie-ins between the movie and the menu and how they can sort of connect to each other?
Yeah, actually, for example, for Captain America Civil War, I believe we're going to have some specials. And so you get to basically, we're having specials themed around the film. So for example, you get to enjoy like Captain America's apple pie or Tony Stark's whiskey sour or, Wakandan ribs. So they're sort of tying, just to make the whole experience better and sort of, tie it in to make it a lot more fun, basically. Mm-hmm. Have the whole experience tie around the film, make it one big, super awesome event.
The grand opening is on May 6th with Captain America, but there are other movies showing up until that point.
Yeah, actually, starting tomorrow, we're showing Green Room, Keanu, Mother's Day, The Jungle Book, The Invitation. So it's sort of like this slew of new releases just in preparation for Captain America.
I mean, obviously, there's a huge pent-up demand for this, and I'm assuming there's going to be long lines. Is it preferred for people to buy their tickets online?
Yeah, people can actually buy their tickets online. They can just go to drafthouse.com/El Paso, and then they can just buy their tickets there, or they can just go to the box office inside the theater.
And the Draft House is located at 250 East Montecillo?
250 Montecillo Boulevard, yeah.
The interesting thing about that is that it's going to anchor the new entertainment district there.
Yeah. So, we're basically in front of places like Malalam and Independent Burger. So it's this super cool new, complex district that it totally fits into what the Draft House stands for as well.
I think it's a great addition to El Paso.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a fantastic experience for movie fans.
Yeah.
And the Alamo Draft House is open currently, but has its grand opening on May 6th. I've been talking with Oscar Garza, the Alamo Drafthouse Creative Associate, ahead of the theater's grand opening on May 6th. The Drafthouse is located at 250 East Montecillo Boulevard, and the new Drafthouse will anchor the upcoming entertainment district at Montecillo. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs can be found at ktep.org. I'm Kyle Alvarado, guest hosting for Charles Horak. Thanks for listening to On Film.